Welcome to the Old School Meeting of Overeaters Anonymous, which features speakers with long-term abstinence. This meeting was born online, and it's going to stay that way. That means you can attend live on Tuesday evenings at 6:30 Pacific if you'd like to. Go to the Los Angeles Intergroup's webpage at oalaig.org for login information. And now, our speaker.
Okay. What they're asking me to do is to give you my what happened, what was I like, what happened, and what I'm like now, and how and why I stay abstinent. Right away, I really love to stay abstinent, and because I want to live a little longer. So that's one of the reasons. But I'm going to go what happened, what I was like, what happened. Basically, it's hard to really talk about the last 47 years that I've been in OA since May of 1976. And I continued to come to OA for a lot of years, 20 years-ish, and I abstained. And then I was probably continued to stay in this program for the next 10 to 12 and intermittently abstain, but I kept coming back. Remember, it's my story. It's not anybody else's story. It's my story. I'm just grateful that I kept coming back. November of 2010, I wouldn't have told you I was going to become abstinent again, because I just made a commitment to myself to trust God and no matter what, not leave OA. But I didn't really think I was going to get abstinent again. But since November, I don't count, because if I count, I get crazy. But since November of 2010, I basically was pretty much close to my top weight. I had lost well over 100 pounds, and I was about 15, 20 pounds from my top weight, and I'm now 85 pounds from my top weight down, and I'm probably a little bit more. I was 5'2" when I came into the program. I'm now 5'. I was 23 when I came into the program, and now I'm 70. And I just want to talk a lot about mainly what happened was I listened to people ahead of me. They were working the steps. They were trusting God. And a lot of the people that I got hooked up with were also doing service. So I learned a lot about the foundation, literally the simplicity of the foundation of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions very early. I would be at meetings and hear people talk, and I'd say, how do they know where to go and where to read? How do they know? And here it is, 47 years later. Usually when I'm having trouble, I know where to go. I got raised on the big book and the 12 and 12 of AA. I use the big book a lot, but I have a little problem with the OA literature, but I love the OA literature because I'm a compulsive overeater. And I use, right now I'm in two meetings that I go to online in North Carolina about the abstinent book and the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of OA. Because to me, I'm a compulsive overeater, but I grew up on the big book. That's my experience. I've gone through the OA 12 and 12 with sponsors and with both literature. But what I want to really talk about is what happened in November 2010. I couldn't stay abstinent for a long period of time. I went to a friend's house, and we started talking, and I basically went there for a purpose just to ask her we were just going to get together. I was there for 6 hours, and she says, do you think you can be honest with what you're eating, totally honest, and give me that food every day? And I said, I don't know, but here it is, 2010, November, I've been giving my food honestly. And in the beginning, I really was slipping and sliding, and I know it's not okay to eat. And I was never, ever, ever in a denial about, oh, I can do this, or oh, I can't do this, or it's really not the food. I've always knew, and I don't want to say it because I know it's going to be taped, but I always allowed myself to screw up because that's who I was. But I started on the road not to do that. You know, I had this in my head, fat, ugly, stupid, fat, ugly, stupid. And as the years progressed since 1976, I don't feel that way anymore. I feel I need to still lose more weight. I need to be very accountable with my food. When I'm not accountable with my food and I'm not honest with my food, it only hurts me. And then it hurts me. And then I don't treat you very nice either. I isolate from you, or I don't treat you very nice. Not that I'm mean to you. It's just that you're not important. When I'm focusing on the food and I'm focusing on what I'm eating, good, bad, or indifferent, I'm not focusing on the 12 steps and I'm not focusing on God. And I have a strong belief and a power much greater than myself that I choose to call God. Lately, when I first came into OA, I was not as important. I wasn't important for God to worry about my weight or my life. So I took a God and I called him George Burns. Anybody that's my age or younger or older, George Burns was totally what I could talk to. And that's been my God, my thoughts, because I liked the humor. I liked the little guy that just seemed to love everybody. And I love that stuff. And it was just easy. And I don't know how much I really believe. I do believe in God today, but I just believe there is something that's definitely taking care of me, whether it's inside me or whether it's George Burns up in heaven, doesn't matter. It's just that I need that so I know. I need that so I know that that I can continue. And my goal, I mean, it says here, how and why do I stay abstinent? I want to continue to grow mentally, physically, and when I say physically, I don't mean grow physically, but I want to continue to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually, one step at a time, one day at a time. I'm not perfect. I heard a good speaker actually at Serenity Sunday this last week, Father's Day, and it was a speaker that I'd seen in OA before and stuff, and I liked the way she was talking about that. I'm going to paraphrase it, but basically the third tradition, I belong here because I know I'm a compulsive overeater and I need to stop judging me and I need to stop judging others. Everybody's story is their own. And mine is, I would love to get on this meeting. In fact, I had a little bit of a conversation with Tony on emails. I'd love to say I've been in since May of 1976 and I've been abstaining ever since. It's not my story. And I'm very good at comparing myself with others, but there's another lady in this thing that's helped me drop the stick that I used to beat myself with. There's so much growth that I've had, especially after November 2010, but even from when I first walked in. I walked into Overeaters Anonymous wanting to have a fantasy life, living a fantasy life. I wanted the girl, get the guy, the white picket fence, the station wagon. I wanted all that stuff that you saw in movies. I wanted all that stuff. And my life today is real. And what I am basically learning and still learning to deal with life on life's terms and not destroy myself over it, you know? And it's not, yes, it's the food, but it's not just the food. When I say yes and I need to say no, that messes me up. When I say no and I should have said yes, that messes me up. And I'm just telling you now that no matter what happens, just keep coming back. No matter what happens, just keep coming back. It's so important. I'm not pretending to be perfect. I'm not. I make not sometimes good choices with food, sometimes not such good choices with relationships. But what my power, much greater than me, allows me to make my steps and move forward. And sometimes I take a little bit of steps back, but I keep moving forward. I keep moving forward. And I stick with the people in this program and out of the program where the friendship is mutual. The relationship is mutual. They support me. I support them. They care about me. I care about them. I can't be around people anymore that I feel I'm being judged or I feel are not the best choice for me. I can't do that anymore. I just can't. I have a lot of mental and physical growth to do and go. And like I said, well, actually I turned seven, actually I'll be turning 71. I'm younger than Jack. He's already 71. I didn't mean to do whatever. I'm turning 71 in July, and I'm telling you, if it wasn't for OA, I wouldn't be here. And my travels in OA have been good, bad, and indifferent, sad. And really, again, what I'd like to continue to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually, and to deal with life on life's terms, no matter where I am in this world and in this country, and to abstain and be accountable. I'm one of those people. I'm not saying I don't work a program if I'm a little scattered, because I believe I can still work a program. But I know for myself, I need to be accountable with the food. Or I'm too busy with that and not busy with the 12 steps and not busy with asking God for help. I decided at the first part of this year that actually the end of 2022 and to go through our workbooks that we have, the Just for Today and the Voices of Recovery. Like, I want to just keep growing. And a lot of the questions I don't have answers to. Thank God there's some growth, and thank God there's stuff that I have in me that I don't, but it just keeps me going. I read the For Today. I read Voices of Recovery. I've been reading another book from an anonymous program, but I've been doing that for 46 years, and it helps me mind my own business. And I want to stay within OA, but it helps me mind my own business and do what I need to do and not worry about the other person. So what this program has given me is a God, as I understand God, a relationship with my family that is amazing. I mean, it's not utopia, but it's amazing. With the same man for over 40 years. It's amazing. And it's not perfect. It's not, you know, when people talk about soulmates, I don't know if he's my soulmate, but I know that OA is my soulmate. God is my soulmate. That's what I know. He's an amazing person, very supportive. And I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky to have this program and to have the friends that I know that care about me and love me no matter what. And stick with that. I mean, yes, they say stick with the winners, but stick with people that support you no matter what. Stick with people that shower you with honesty, with love, not brutality. Stick with the people that will tell you the truth. And I think that's a good thing. And I wouldn't have the relationships I have today. Food is too important for me. When I'm in the food and when I'm eating and I'm focusing on that, you're not important and I don't love myself or anybody else. And again, just to keep coming back, and it's just so important to keep coming back. This is whether I abstain for the rest of my life or not. I know I only have one day and I have today, but I know that if I stay, I'm okay. I need to stay and not go. And again, hook up with people that support you. Don't coddle in you and allow you to eat, because I, you know, it's like, okay, here. Well, we're not, I mean, you know, I'm not an alcoholic, but I'm not going to tell an alcoholic to go drink. That wouldn't be very loving. I'm not going to tell a compulsive reader with foods that they can't handle, go eat that. But just be, don't coddle, but love, unconditional love and honesty with love. And, you know, I'm kind of running out of what else to say. Maybe I just talked too fast, but it's nice to see a lot of very familiar faces. And it's nice to know that I'm back. And I really feel honored, very honored to be part of OA. You know, I'm the luckiest gal, I'm telling you. And again, whether I abstain or not, I know this is the last house on the block for me. It's so important. So important. So keep coming back, and the program works, but you got to do the footwork. You've got to do the footwork. So thanks for Tony, for asking me to share.